Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How is your business going to be better today than it was yesterday? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to return to a topic that we've covered a few times before, but with a little twist. If you've been a listener for a while, you know that I'm a big fan of continuous improvement. It's the idea that no matter how well things are going today, you can always find ways to make your processes faster or your flow better. You can always do more to anticipate your customers' needs or handle their inquiries with more speed, empathy, and concern. If you're a newer listener, then you may have missed some of these previous episodes where continuous improvement was the topic of discussion. But never fear, they're still available for you to listen to. Just go back to the November 11th, 2022 episode to hear about how Kaizen can put you in a league of your own. Or go back to the March 24, 2023 episode to hear how you can use Pokeyoke to help you avoid making those irritating small mistakes that cost you time, money, and customer satisfaction. Or go back to the November 10th, 2023 episode to learn the three secrets to improving production. Today, I want to talk about a conversation I had recently with my good friend and business owner, Offram. Offram and his wife, Jessica, are the owners of one of the best breakfast cafes in the DFW area. Their breakfast and lunch cafe is called Birdie's, appropriately named because it's located not far from the new PGA headquarters in Frisco, Texas. Before opening Birdie's less than a year ago, Offram and Jessica owned and operated the Frisco Diner, my go-to spot when I had a breakfast or lunch meeting. When the opportunity came up to open a new restaurant in the growing area of North Frisco, they jumped at the chance. Offram knew that with his knowledge, skills, and experience in the restaurant business, he could set up a one-of-a-kind cafe and his loyal customers would follow him. And that's just what happened. It's amazing to me that every time I visit, I see many of the old regulars from his Frisco Diner days, a telltale sign that the customers are loyal to them, even if they have to drive to a new location across town. During my most recent visit, I was having a serious conversation with Offram about life, our families, and our businesses, as we usually do when I stop in for breakfast. I'm not sure what brought up this specific discussion, but somehow we landed on the topic of how well his new location was doing. His response was clear and direct. He said, "Every day I walk into the restaurant and my very first thought is, what am I going to do to make this restaurant just a little bit better today?" He went on to say that he spends the first 30 minutes or so just looking around the restaurant, considering how things look, asking himself if anything looks out of place, thinking about what changes would make things better, and what might need to be improved. He doesn't stop looking and thinking until he finds at least one thing that he knows he could change, adjust, modify, fix, or improve. He stays laser-focused on finding and fixing at least one thing every day before he allows himself to dive into the daily opening routine. When I asked him what he did that morning, he was quick to tell me about the corner booth that had a table leg that wasn't balanced properly. As he walked around the restaurant, he paused at each table setup and the corner booth wobbled just a bit. So he got under it, adjusted the footing, and made it perfectly balanced. Mission accomplished. As a result, because he takes the time to make these kinds of small, insignificant adjustments, his restaurant appears to be in perfect shape every day when the first customer arrives. But to Afram, there are still things that need to be addressed. He knows there are little tweaks, little adjustments, and little changes that would make the place look better, flow better, feel better, and run better. That's why my question for you this week is, how is your business going to be better today than it was yesterday? It's a simple but powerful question to ask yourself, especially if you ask it and work on it each and every day. For many of you listening, this may not be a question you've asked yourself in a long time. For others of you, it may be a question you ask from time to time, but certainly not each and every day. Think about it. We're less than 60 days into the new year as I'm writing this episode, which means there are over 300 days left before we reach the end of this current year. What would happen to your business if each and every day that's left in this year ahead, you took the first 30 minutes of every day to identify and fix or adjust just one thing in your business? You would make as many as 300 small, seemingly insignificant adjustments to how your business looks, runs, or feels by the end of this year alone. Do you think that might change how your customers feel when they do business with you? Do you think it might change how your team members feel about coming to work every day? Do you think it might change how you feel about owning the business? My bet is that everything would change for the better if you just made one small improvement each and every day. But why stop there? What if you asked each and every team member to do the very same thing when they came to work every day? What if you ask them to simply make a note of something that they do every day that could be better if it were just adjusted or changed just a little? You'd probably have a list so long that you'd never run out of things to change, fix, or improve. It's not difficult. It doesn't cost you anything. And it's a way to get everyone's mind on making the business better. Combine this idea with a solid profit-sharing program, and you'll soon find yourself owning one of the most profitable businesses in your industry, guaranteed. How cool would that be? So what would it take for you to adopt this idea into your daily business activity? What would you have to stop doing to give yourself a free 30 minutes to make this a reality? Oftentimes, as business owners, we're running full out, not leaving the time or margin to give any thought or attention to what's going well or what could be improved. We need to create the margin, the time and space to do some thinking about our business each and every day. It doesn't help if we wait to do it someday. That someday won't likely ever come because there are always too many things that seem to be urgent in the moment, every moment of the day. So my challenge to you is this. Make the commitment to spend a few minutes each day observing, reflecting, or thinking about just one simple thing that could be fixed, adjusted, or improved today. Don't overthink it. Don't bite off more than you can chew. Start with the simple, the obvious, the easy things you see. I promise you, you'll find them everywhere once you start looking on a regular, consistent basis. And here's a bonus extra for you. When you start doing this as a business owner, your team members will start doing it as well, even without saying a word. Remember, they're watching your every move and observing your every decision. If it matters to you, then it will matter to them. Don't believe me? Give it a try for the next month and watch what happens. I can promise you, they'll start noticing and start to mirror what you do. If you need any help along the way, don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you get started and give you some ideas to get your team members to become your best, better today than yesterday ninjas. Now, before we go, two quick asks. Share this podcast with your fellow business owners. I'm trying to get these free business tips to as many business owners as possible. I want every business owner to be successful, and this is my gift to you and to them. Thanks for passing this along. And lastly, please leave a review on this podcast. The more thumbs up this podcast gets, the more it'll be found when someone's stuck or struggling and looking for advice. Your review can help make this happen. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss how to achieve acceleration. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.